Los Angeles, AP. Firefighters began to slow the spread of deadly and devastating fires in the Los Angeles area Thursday after the ferocious winds that drove the fast-moving flames diminished, but the largest blazes still burned out of control. Crews were able to knock down a major threat that broke out Wednesday evening in the Hollywood Hills, close to the heart of the entertainment industry, and by morning had lifted an evacuation order for the area. "While we are still facing significant threats, I am hopeful that the tide is turning," LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger said during a news conference Thursday morning. Water dropped from aircraft helped fire crews quickly seize control of the fires in the Hollywood Hills and Studio City, LA Mayor Karen Bass said. Much of the widespread destruction around the city occurred after those aircraft were grounded due to high winds. Major wind gusts still posed a danger Thursday, but the weather forecast could provide an opportunity for firefighters to make progress in reining in blazes that have killed at least 5 people, ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, and caused thousands of people to frantically flee their homes. Flare-ups overnight illuminated the Santa Monica Mountains above Pacific Palisades. The toll from the fires is still being calculated. LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said the Palisades fire along the coast burned thousands of structures. "It is safe to say that the Palisades fire is one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles," she said. The number of dead also is expected to rise now that cadaver dogs and search crew are beginning to search the rubble, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said. Flames from the Sunset Fire in the Hollywood Hills put densely populated neighborhoods on edge Wednesday night. Only a mile away, the streets around the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the TCL Chinese Theater, and Madame Tussauds were bustling, and onlookers used their phones to record video of the blazing hills. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Eric Scott said firefighters were able to keep the blaze in check because, "We hit it hard and fast, and Mother Nature was a little nicer to us today. Wind fuels the fires." On Wednesday, hurricane-force winds blew embers, igniting block after block in the coastal neighborhood of Pacific Palisades and in Altadena, a community near Pasadena. Thousands of homes, businesses, and other structures have been destroyed in those blazes, called the Palisades and Eaton fires, and the number is expected to increase. The 5 deaths recorded so far were from the Eaton fire near Pasadena. While those 2 fires were no longer spreading significantly, both remained at 0% containment, officials said. Roughly 180,000 people are under evacuation orders, and the fires have consumed about 45 square miles, 117 square kilometers, roughly the size of San Francisco. The Palisades fire is already the most destructive in Los Angeles history. Jose Velasquez sprayed his family's Altadena home with water as embers rained down on the roof. He managed to save their home, which also houses their family business selling pastries. Many of his neighbors were at work as fire spread through their homes. "So we had to call a few people, and then we had people messaging, asking if their house was still standing," he said. "We had to tell them that it's not." In Pasadena, Fire Chief Chad Augustin said Wednesday that the city's water system was stretched and further hampered by power outages, but even without those issues, firefighters would not have been able to stop the fast-moving blaze. "Those erratic wind gusts were throwing embers for multiple miles ahead of the fire," he said. Still, questions were being raised about why some hydrants ran dry and what caused the water system to buckle when it was needed most. About 250 homes in Altadena that had been dotted with green leafy trees were reduced to rubble. Only a few homes remained, some still in flames according to satellite images from Maxar Technologies. Just a handful of 70 wall-to-wall homes overhanging the Pacific Ocean in Malibu appeared intact. In Pacific Palisades, a hillside area along the coast dotted with celebrity homes, block after block of California Mission-style homes and bungalows were reduced to charred remains. Ornate iron railing wrapped around the smoldering frame of one house. Fast-moving flames allowed little time to escape. The main fires grew rapidly in different areas that had 2 things in common: densely packed homes in places that are choked with dry vegetation that was primed to burn. Flames moved so quickly that many barely had time to escape, some abandoning their vehicles and setting out on foot. Police sought shelter inside their cars. Actors lost homes. The flames tore through affluent neighborhoods home to California's rich and famous. Mandy Moore, Carrie Elwes, and Paris Hilton were among the stars who lost homes. Billy Crystal and his wife, Janice, lost their home of 45 years in the Palisades fire. In Palisades Village, the public library, two major grocery stores, a pair of banks, and several boutiques were destroyed. "It's just really weird coming back to somewhere that doesn't really exist anymore," said Dylan Vincent, who said his elementary school had burned down. Higher temperatures and less rain mean a longer fire season. California's wildfire season is beginning earlier and ending later due to rising temperatures and decreased rainfall tied to climate change, according to recent data. Rains that usually end fire season are often delayed, meaning fires can burn through the winter months, according to the Western Fire Chiefs Association. Dry winds, including the notorious Santa Anas, have contributed to warmer than average temperatures in Southern California, which has not seen more than 0.1 inches, 2.5 millimeters, of rain since early May. Winds gusted at 80 miles per hour, 129 kilometers per hour, Wednesday, according to the National Weather Service. Landmarks get scorched and studios suspend production. President Joe Biden signed a federal emergency declaration after arriving at a Santa Monica fire station for a briefing with Governor Gavin Newsom, who dispatched National Guard troops to help. Hollywood studios suspended production, and Universal Studios closed its theme park. Several Southern California landmarks were heavily damaged, including the Real Inn in Malibu, a seafood restaurant. Owner Teddy Leonard and her husband hope to rebuild. "When you look at the grand scheme of things, as long as your family is well and everyone's alive, you're still winning, right?" she said. Sewer were reported from Toledo, Ohio, and Watson from San Diego. Associated Press journalists Eugene Garcia in Los Angeles, Ethan Swope in Pasadena, California, Heather Hollingsworth in Mission, Kansas, Jeff Martin in Atlanta, Janie Haar in San Francisco, Brian Melly in London, Kathy McCormick in Concord, New Hampshire, Sarah Brumfield in Cockeysville, Maryland, and Tammy Weber in Detroit contributed. Christopher Weber, Julie Watson, and John Sewer, The Associated Press. JPG, caption: "A man walks his bike among the ruins left behind by the Palisades fire in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles, Wednesday, January 8, 2025. AP photo, Damian DeVarganis, 2.